He's got gold head tastes on a dial tone budget.
This is the order of battle.
Thanks for joining the Order of Battle podcast for another episode. Joel, Jason, and sometimes A discuss collecting G.I. Joe, other 1/18 scale action figures, and in general, what sparks joy. It's a lot of things, but almost always toys. This is the Order of Battle podcast.
So, you want to talk about a show?
Yeah, it's going to be a 5-minute episode. Hey, as we've said before, come to fucking AR. Here's Brian. Brian, come to AR.
Exactly. It went stupid quick. Everything so far this year has just been so far ahead of pace from any other year.
That's good.
It is good. We're a little... You know, the whole like, yeah, this is awesome. And then we start looking at like, okay, how big is the line for Hama going to be? And how are we going to mitigate all this stuff? And then it's like, yeah, that thing, and then the other thing. So he was here in Cedar Rapids, which is about an hour and a half, 2 hours away from us. He was there in February, and the man was like just nonstop bombarded by people.
Wow.
We had Ron Wagner with us, so we just instantly jumped to the head of the line and cut in front of everybody. People must have been standing there for hours on end, and it was just this, yeah, it just kept on going. Like, he completely skipped, didn't do his panel because of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there was quite a few people, so I'm guessing there's still going to be that ravenous fan base from leftover from when he came in February, and then those who missed out who are kind of kicking themselves for it. So
it'd be smart to show up for that. He was tabled sort of right around the corner from Carson at Heroes Con this year. And while he didn't have like an hours long line, he never had more than about 4 minutes of quiet at any given moment. There was always someone churning through. I'm excited to see Larry. I mean, that's kind of jumping right out of the gate in a conversation with, there's no surprises here, Larry's coming.
Right.
you know, just a few years ago, your guest was always Ron. And Ron is an amazing guest. He's fun to talk to. He's an easy laugh. I've seen people sit beside him, like Mark, who is fanboying all weekend because Mark has Ron's artwork on his arm. Then you started bringing in other guests, right? So we've had Blaylock, who is responsible for tripling the Dreadnoughts and for keeping Joe's alive and in the Dark Ages. You've had Michael Hill, who wrote G.I. Joe, who was a producer on G.I. Joe and Transformers. He was amazing to talk to at your show. We've kept up since then, and then he came to Joe Fest. Now you have not just Larry, but you also have Word Burglar coming. It's like you've really targeted some really fantastic guests over the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's been a buildup. It started with having Ron Rudet come a couple, three shows ago. And that was when we really decided that we needed to step up our guest game a little bit. We'd always been playing in a small regional pool, and now we're stepping up to maybe not quite national, but we're stepping it up. We're stepping up our game as far as talent and guests go, and really just trying to pull in, you know, some of the people, you know, obviously, you know, Larry is always will be going to Joe shows forever and ever, which is great. But like pulling in Word Burglar and having him, you know, come in from Canada, which we were talking about, when was the last time he was at a U.S. show?
Was it the last JoeCon in 2018?
No, I don't think he made that one. I think it was the Colorado.
He rapped at that one.
Was that was Chattanooga, and I thought he was at...
Somebody was there rapping.
Was it Chattanooga? Was it... I knew he was at Loveland, but yeah, maybe it was that last call, the last one in Chattanooga.
Even still, that's been 6 years.
I know. It has been. It has. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun having him, having Mark Pennington, having...
Mark Pennington's coming this year.
Mark Pennington is coming this year.
Okay, so now we have three. Dude, you are really...
We're kind of pulling it out, all the stops this year. Like, we've got Mark Pennington, Word Burglar, Larry Hama, Ron Wagner, Josh Blaylock. That's five. I'm missing one more.
Is Josh coming back this year?
No, I'm sorry. That's right. Five. Yeah, Josh is coming back this year. Yeah, he's got that new book to promote, The Disavowed. So, yeah, he's coming back. He's bringing along something fun for everybody. Not quite ready to say what it is, but he's digging through his past works and plan on bringing some fun pieces out. So, yeah, and there'll be a whole little thing around it too. So, yeah, it's really cool. He's it's awesome.
That'll be incredible.
Yeah, not to mention, you know, The Disavowed, and by that time, I believe issue 3 should be done. And almost in the can by that time. So is the publishing deal is for, I think it's the first 5 issues they're going to complete before soliciting those for sale. But yeah, we talked about possibly having a preview, special ash can preview for AR this year. So there's lots of fun things in the works right now with that.
Okay. So I knew about Larry and I knew about Word Burglar. I did not know about Pennington. I did not know about Blaylock. I didn't realize that you were doing it quite that big. That's, wow, that's incredible. So one of the things that I really like, and I don't expect this of Larry by any stretch. It would be great, but I don't expect it. When Ron was here, he brought his son, and they kicked it with us until all hours of the wee mornings in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Hill and Blaylock both kicked it in the lobby with us until the wee hours. So, you know, it'll be nice to see Word Burglar on the scene as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Pennington has great stories and has been doing some really cool stuff with Grindhouse Toys lately. If you've seen his Necromancer.
I might have had a hand in that too.
You might have had a hand in that too, yes. So you are more than aware of all the things that Pennington's been working on lately.
Yes, yes. Some unannounced project for Grindhouse that I'm not at liberty to spoil. I know that Mark has worked on some pieces of art for that. So.
Yes, I am aware, but yes. That won't be on here.
we gotta tease Chris.
Speaking of Grindhouse, if Chris doesn't show up, then really he's yet again missing out.
He said he's got a cruise with the wife that weekend, so he is missing out.
Well, you know, it took Joel a couple times too, right?
Right, right.
That is true. Right. I did purchase all the things necessary to be there this year, so, and including a non-block priced hotel room. So that stung a little bit, but.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, and it's something that, like, we've discussed, and I think we're going to start implementing now, is doing a regular email newsletter about things going on. So
I knew it was going soon, and I kept checking like every couple days. And then I had like just a crazy busy week. My life was completely consumed by nonsense. Halfway through the next week, I was like, I should check on AR. And I like opened, went to the website. Everything was changed. And I was like, run back and I, you know, get the package and then the add-on meal or whatever else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I did get a room. I just won't be in the cool block.
You won't be in it anyway.
But I did get in on all the other exciting buy-ins.
Yes. Things have, I mean, like I said, like I was surprised at how quick the hotel sold out. And then we went back and, you know, just the block. Our block just sold out like in a couple of days. And so then went back and asked for some more rooms. And they were like, yeah, we can give you a few more. And then it's like, we can give you a few more. And then it started to be like, okay, well, we're running out of inventory. We don't have any for Thursday, but we could do a Friday, Saturday. And then next thing you know, it's like, all we can do is Saturday. And I'm like, what is going on? And then go back and check. Oh, this was a month ago.
It's a great hotel. It's a great convention space, and it's all connected. And, you know, because that convention space is so amazing, we have shared that weekend with a holiday convention. We've shared that weekend with a Shania Twain concert.
Mm-hmm.
We've shared it with a military ball. So there is always something interesting to see, something interesting going on. And we are not always the only drunk people stumbling over the upstairs balcony to the elevators. It's a fantastic location. So I know we've talked about this before, but Hy-Vee Hall is still your spot.
Yep.
And I don't remember the name of the hotel that it's attached to.
It is attached to the Hilton, the downtown Des Moines Hilton.
Which is a beautiful hotel. There's skywalks to a parking garage if you don't want to pay for hotel parking. There's skywalks to Hy-Vee Hall if it's blistering cold or raining. And it's a half a block, a quarter of a block walk if it's beautiful out. And then nearby are plenty of places, right? Buzzards is a block away, but within a mile is a whole like area full of restaurants and bars, the arcade. There's plenty to do. The city itself is very pretty, very walkable.
I made sure to plan on getting there early enough Thursday to lend a hand and also make sure I can go to the arcade hangout. I'm excited to see all of your paperwares and plasticwares that you roll out with the theming and the file cards for whatever you guys end up doing. I'm very excited about.
Your gear kit has come out. The gear kit is on sale right now until when?
I think we did put a date on there. I believe it was October 20th.
Yeah, you did put a date on there because you had to have time to get it all made. You guys use local sources for so much, everything or damn near everything, which is why you can have such a tight turnaround as the 20th of October to the 8th of November. Quality that your local vendors put out is phenomenal. I mean, that's obviously why you work with them.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone long-winded many times about how all of your play sets, although they're thick board, are still in play, and this time it's a castle. So
it's Destro's castle.
No small feat.
It's large. It's pretty impressive. It's just as far as the size at least goes. It's impressive. Obviously, it's not totally scaled properly for 6-inch figures or 4-inch figures. Closer, a little closer to the 4-inch, but it's substantial. It's big. It's you take the wall with the turrets on it, which is a stone piece, and then you take the main castle part, the house of the castle, essentially, and that's two floors, and it's got a bunch of stuff in it. I think, yeah, it's a pretty gigantuan kind of playset, and then throw in the extra 3D printed bits that we put in there
always,
and then obviously all our packaging that we do with that holds all the goodies in there, those also double as playset pieces that go in there. So it's a pretty cohesive experience.
I've always enjoyed the playsets you put together. We've used all of them, even the last couple that were sort of playsets in a box,
mm-hmm.
were done so well that we slid the Toxo Lab into the last one, and the Crimson Twins, their office, everything is very usable, playable, which I don't need to keep a bunch of boxes, but it inspires me to keep the boxes. So thank you. You know, on top of that, you mentioned the 3D printed parts. You have been the last couple of years doing a whole file card series. So I'm assuming we're going to see more file cards this year.
You're going to get all the IGs. And if you buy the gear kit, you get three bonuses, which are Sergeant Major, which is General Mayhem, and is the Iron Anvil.
Wow.
Those illustrations turned out awesome. I personally love the Destro I did this time. Really, really love it. But like these three, those three, and especially the color schemes being so tight together and everything, those things just look gorgeous.
That is exciting.
I'm sort of an Iron Anvil fanatic. I've been kind of trying to sort what I can find in my collection because everything's still boxed. And between the Toxo Vipers and Toxo Zombies and the Iron Anvils, I have just an absurd amount of like Club Troop builders that nobody should actually have. But the Iron Anvils specifically, I did account probably a couple months ago now, and I was just kind of like embarrassed to say how many that I found up with. But I'm excited to see a card back for that because we never, you know, the modern one only came with a file card with a tiny little piece of art. So
you're going to have to get one card back for each of your Iron Anvils.
Yeah,
there you go.
I'm going to need close to 20 card backs.
Right. That can be done. That can be done.
I genuinely appreciate when you do card backs, it's very much your flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me really pumped to have it because it's, well, A, you're a friend, but B, it's also like not you just trying to retread somebody else's artwork. They're just done so well that the thing I'm most excited about moving forward is always like the stack of card backs. Yeah, I'm excited to see the full run.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's fun. And you hit it exactly. It is that we're not necessarily retreading or putting our just copying the old file cards. We are literally writing new file cards that are based on a mix of the comic book, the cartoon, and the original file card, and kind of putting all this lore into one cohesive story that goes on the back of the card, and thinking about it from a pure, like, you know, storytelling standpoint and how to mix all these elements together and trying to make some sense out of it and have fun with it too. Like this one, there was definitely some ridiculousness going on with the Iron Grenadier cards with their little march on the back that some of them had, and, you know, some of the just really just crazy references that go on those cards. And so we try to respect those as best as possible and yet, you know, put a little flavor on them.
Well, and now you get to show them to Larry in person.
Oh, I know. Trust me. Trust me. That's not that hasn't gone unchecked at this point. We're like, oh, yeah, Larry's going to be there. I wonder if we should just go ahead and show up and say, here you go, critique away, or try to keep him out of his hands. So we haven't decided what we're going to do yet.
That is a lot of back sweat.
It is.
You guys were ballsy enough to do it for Michael Hill with his song. You're stepping your game up. You got to step your ballsy up.
Oh, yeah. Exactly it. Yes. It's all fun and done respectfully and stuff like that. And yeah, love to hear any feedback from Larry that he would have on it. Positive, you know, whether it's this stuff is great or this stuff is shit and don't ever do this again. Like, I would be honored either way.
Sure.
To get that.
With his breadth of experience, I mean, either way is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a pretty fun way of critiquing, like, you know, because there's obviously a handful of cards that he didn't write. And then obviously he had nothing to do with the modern cards, which is partially why they were truly disposable, unfortunately. But I've always liked his, you know, very smart way of just being like, well, I gave him the formula pretty easy. I don't know what they're doing. You know, it's like the most polite two middle fingers in someone's face. So you can, who knows? Do you know if he's bringing anything from his new book with him?
The Mountie and Mountie versus Werewolf?
Yes.
Book? I don't know. I would imagine there would be something he would bring from that.
Is that just funded and charged over the weekend?
Yes. Which is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I've forgotten that I had went in for like whatever, like the hardcover deluxe version, and then added an additional book so I could have, you know, the regular. And that was a pleasant surprise that I forgot about. But
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotta love when those things all. Yeah. When the charges come in for those, the rest of the time, it's like, oh, yeah, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be great. I'm just going to keep adding stuff to it. And then all of a sudden the bill comes in. It's like, oh, yeah, I did this.
Every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I've been happy to miss the recent fulfillment batch of classified stuff because I just have seen the onslaught and I was like, boy, did I pick a great time to freaking jump out of the plane. but it made this book a lot less stressful when it charged because I wasn't getting charged for anything else.
Well, and you got to pay for Iowa too, which I mean, Iowa's a lot of fun because we are always together. We've talked about this, I don't know how many times now, Brian, but I love the way you paper your show. Your t-shirts are incredible. I always walk away with multiple packs of stickers. We just talked a lot about the file cards, but the show itself is a Friday night preview show, if you'd like to be there, which does have a cost. And then Saturday, is that still free?
That is still free, thanks to Skeletron.
Okay.
They sponsored the front door this year. So, it's the tale of everything, right? Like everything's getting more expensive. The costs are going up.
And bringing in guests.
Yes, and bringing guests in and just everything. And, there's been discussion year after year of whether this is going to be the year we start charging at the door. And talking with Ben and Skeletron, and they're like, we'll cover the door for everybody. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, that's great. You know, not only does that just help give us more freedom to, you know, bring in a couple more guests and everything, but it's also great for, you know, everybody who shows up that, yeah, you know, again, still a free show, you know, like how often are you getting a quality show for free?
Never. Only yours. Only yours.
So. That is huge. And, eventually, as you said, if the guest list continues to rise, if we move to a bigger room or expand the room at Hy-Vee Hall, you know, someday we may have to pay a little bit of a door charge. But Skeletron seems to be the patron saint of cool shit.
Yes.
And I'm sure you both got the notification. Our Robo Skulls are
on the boat or on the water.
And there's that.
Oh, yeah.
So Ben and Mark are fantastic. I know Ben has been an enormous advocate of your show since either the first or the second.
Very first one. He came down from Rochester without and not knowing anybody. I think he rode with one friend, came, hung out, welcomed, just brought into the fold right away. And, you know, I mean, Ben is Ben. He gets along with just about everybody and can, you know, sweet talk anybody into anything. But he genuinely was like, oh, this is a real like community thing. This isn't just, you know, angry nerds with toys. And yeah, from that day one was hooked.
And he hasn't missed a single one. But this seems to be everybody's story, right? Mm-hmm. They all showed up to one and then they've stayed forever. You're the adopter of Wayward Nerd Cats somehow. Between Leech and Music and Dietrich, I got convinced to come to your show. I didn't know you. And then the next thing I know, I'm there every year. You can't get rid of me. I convinced Joel to come. It took him a couple of false starts, but now you can't get rid of him. Like you and everybody else. And so your normal team, obviously, you know, we've talked a lot about your cards. So Chad helps you write a lot, but Travis is your main partner in this.
He's the good angel.
Right.
I'm the devil. And yeah, and so together, yes, things balance out.
Right. And then Steve and David and Malachi and Alex, Dax, and your team, other than these guys, I'm assuming every time I show up, I'm assuming there's at least one more person in the mix, but your team, your local team is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
This really is an interesting balancing act to watch you guys do. And I don't know how many times we've dedicated hours, Joel and I talking about your show, just repeating how excited I am for the show.
Yeah. Well, let's see here. This year, what is different? Well, we know the same old, you know, the cartoons and cereal, starting off at 9 o'clock, goes to about 10 when the show floor actually opens. Full floor this year. We're officially sold out, 50 tables all spoken for, and we've got a wait list that is growing right now. I believe we are three tables away from opening up another room.
Excellent.
Hopefully in this week or so, we'll get contacted by a couple more vendors that will take up those last three tables and just push us over the edge so we can get that extra room, which would be phenomenal. That would give us space for 70, 75 tables, I think. Definitely increasing our space. I think probably the biggest thing outside of just having Word Burglar and Larry and Mark all come to the show is the concert for Word Burglar.
Excellent.
He's performing Saturday. We got a venue. It's about a mile and a half away from the show, public show. We've got him and a local rapper, Coolzy, who actually the two of them had done a show together years ago in Texas.
Oh, my. So this is going to be fantastic.
Yeah. So this is legit. We didn't just get a little microphone and a little announcement speaker for Word Burglar. We got him an entire venue, professional venue.
Well, I guess Mary Mercenary and I won't have to look for a Satan bar. We can just have a rap concert.
Exactly it. Yes.
I wanted to ask about him making music, and that is much bigger than I expected an answer to be. So
yeah, we're excited about it. We're just final details are being hashed out between the venue and I right now, and I'm hoping by, what is today, the 16th, I'm hoping by, what are we looking at, this is September, so yeah, we're hoping by the 20th, by Friday, we'll be able to put tickets on sale.
Count me in. I'm floored. Let's go.
Yeah.
The dinner at Friday is at a different restaurant, right?
It's not. It was originally planned to be at a different restaurant, but this was great. We had talked to them so early on and had everything locked in, and they were there. It was a smaller place, but we liked it better. They went through some remodeling over the summer, and they ended up reducing their space by another 10 people.
Ooh.
And so by the time everything was said and done, we were like, given the demand we're getting for tickets for dinner, we're like, yeah, we can't do this. But also where Buzzard Billy's is, where we went last year, they went through a remodel as well, or a slight remodel, and they've turned their outdoor patio or outdoor deck into like a Four Seasons deck attached to the party room. So now increasing, literally doubling the size of that room.
Excellent.
So we will be much more comfortable there, and different menu this year. So no barbecue for those who, I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but
the food is secondary. We're all together. I say that not as an insult to their food. Like, they've always taken very good care of us. We've had multiple meals there. Your Ninja Force show was attached down the stairs from them. So we even had extra meals that year because we could just run up the stairs. I would be happy to go to a new spot, but I'm also very happy to return to Buzzard Billy's. We have had a lot of fun, good conversations, a lot of drinks, and a lot of shit talking in that building. So
yeah, so I'm excited. I'm excited to go back just because with being able to offer a larger space, we're able to get more people in this year, which then puts us into a different category, let's just say, for picking our meals. And so, you know, upping the meal game too at that point.
This is incredible. It's been so fun to watch your show grow year after year. Like, the very first year I went, you and I were talking about how this was meant for you to be a way to hang out with friends. And it doesn't seem to have lost that even a little bit, as it has. It's so much larger than it used to be. It's still growing. Iowa is such a viable location, whether you're on, no matter where you are in the country, because it's the middle. Personally, I drive it. It's 10 hours. It's a nice, easy drive. But I mean, flying in, Leach and Allen and all those guys fly in like direct from Orlando. So you can't get easier than that. You know, everybody comes in from Texas. Joel's coming in from New York. We have a ton of people from Colorado, which I'm assuming Kobe's doing another class.
He is. We've got this year we're doing a 6-inch figure So we've taken a lot of notes over the last couple of years. And people, while people love the vehicles, the people traveling and flying, it's cumbersome to try to pack that and haul that. And the same thing with the gear kits. You know, when we were doing the extravagant, like last year's with Swamp Shack, it was unruly, to say the least. So this year, we've kind of taken some of those notes and said, okay, well, we're going to start making a custom figure. We're going to do a 6-inch tactical Roddy Piper figure for the class. We got with Mark II Design, Mark Gerwick, and we've been working on the sculpts for that and getting that all taken care of, which the vest, the weapon, the blunderbuss is just hilariously fantastic. And we got the head sculpt we're working on right now, and I'm hoping to have that done this week and being able to premiere it and show it. As soon as we get a prototype we like, we plan on showing it off. But it's pretty awesome. It's a lot of fun. It's a fun tie-in to the theme. It's something that I don't think we're ever going to get ever. get a 6-inch Roddy trainer or IG Roddy. And it's just has a lot of appeal, a lot of fun to it. It's going to turn out great. We haven't decided whether we're doing the kilt, but I picked up material for a kilt just in case. So there'll be some material to do some customizing with. So whether you guys want to make a kilt out of it, or, you know, make a little sash, or, you know, whatever you want to do, there will be the options.
AVAX Labs has been doing a ton of stuff for years. We've all purchased his things over the, I don't know how long he's been doing this, longer than I've known him. A year, 10 years? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
He's been doing this for a long time. And the last couple of years, he's done your customizing class, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
It was a vehicle. One was a construction his tank. One was a chaotic dreadnought APC mashup. We had a blast making those. We had so much fun doing it. I did the his tank, and then the next year I brought Alexander, and he slept through the class, so I built the APC, which he yelled at me about.
Ah.
So Alexander got to do the customizing class at Joe Fest, which, if you've seen any of the Cobra, Sergeant Slaughter, Warlord custom figures online, you're looking at Mark Gerwig's, some of his work,
mm-hmm.
right? Because he worked with Grindhouse Toys on that.
Yes, he did.
So the weapon and the vest. And then if you have the armor kit for the Toxo Lab, you have Mark Gerwig's work. Mark has some great factory-made weapons. He's worked on multiple toy lines now. He is phenomenal. And he's a great dude. He's an amazing member of your team, which, again, was just like everybody else's story. He showed up once, and now you can't get rid of him.
Right. I think he would say that he can't get rid of us. We're calling him up and constantly wanting things from him. But no, it's gotten really cool. And I think this year we've got a really nice balance where Mark is doing the designs. Kobe is working on doing the casting of those designs, and then we'll teach the class, you know. And it's really cool because we're working Kobe into working closer with, you know, taking original 3D pieces and mass producing them, or as mass production as he gets. And it really is. It's a whole cross team between Mark and Kobe and Travis and I, just putting together all these bits and pieces and things like that and for the kits.
That's fantastic. I'm very excited by this. I already like your guys' show, and I already like Kobe's class. And so moving from a vehicle to a figure, hey, I'm in. You know, eventually we'll finish painting our Warlord, so maybe eventually we'll finish painting our Piper. But I'm excited by that. Your Viper was incredible. And so I appreciate the addition to my sketchbook.
Sorry it took 2 years.
No, it didn't. It took what it took. So right now it's on its way to John Earl's house.
Nice.
And so John's going to put an Operation Recall piece in the back, and he's going to put a Joe up front. And I'm hoping he can get it back to me before AR, because this will be the third or fourth time I've seen Blaylock without having the book in hand.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't mind getting it into Blaylock's hands. He's one of us. And for a while, he was the herald of us. So I would love a piece from him in there. Ron Wagner's Baroness is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And Mark Pennington's Outback is incredible. So I would definitely like to get a Blaylock. I have to bring it up again. It is an incredible piece, and I do appreciate it deeply. I know we've been talking a lot about your show, but since it's been a little while since you've jumped on here, and the last time you were on, we talked about your show. How's your collection coming? Do you have time to collect, or is the show your collection now?
It's going. It's not going gangbusters or anything. It's definitely not organized anymore. No, I'm spending a lot of time on the show, and then also with other projects, like in the community and out of the community. There's been a definite uptick of in community activities this last couple 6 months or so, which is awesome. I love it. I love it. I'm actually doing the work that I love to do for products I love to do them for. So it's definitely going the right direction. But yeah, I'm a little behind on cleaning up stuff, but I'm keeping up with Classified and, you know, my vintage collection. I don't think I've added a piece this year to it yet, but AR is coming up around the corner, so I'll be able to do a little shopping there. But
absolutely. Bring the shops to you.
Exactly it.
Your community work is a full-time or more job. And then you have a full-time job, and then you run a show. So, like, I'm not surprised your collection's out of whack at least a little bit, right? Like,
yeah, it needs a little attention. Yeah, at some point, you know, things will balance out again, and I'll have the time to do everything and, yeah, clean everything up and, you know, enjoy it again.
I find it interesting how much you do, and I would really love to see what your bill is on an assistant to keep everything in order for you, because it is insane. Because every time I talk to somebody, they're working with you, which we didn't even mention that the Cobra Warlord, you also worked on. I mean, we talked all about how Mark worked with Chris on it, but you also worked on it.
I did a little bit on it. I did a card back for it. Yeah.
I do have that one. It's a big one.
It is.
There's a lot out in our community with your name on it. It's a lot of fun. And I enjoy when you come on and talk about your stuff. One, just because it gives us a chance to bullshit. You're very busy. So I always appreciate when you can come on and do this with Joel and I. And I don't know how to more emphatically encourage people to come to Iowa.
I think people are finally starting to catch on. I mean, if it sold out fast enough to where, I mean, I missed it. And I was pretty diligent, truly. Truly, I mean, like, probably 4 times a week I had the tab open and was checking.
Just like any other show, if you're not in the host hotel, there's plenty of hotels nearby, probably cheaper. And then you just come and hang out in the lobby anyway. You either stumble home through the skywalks or you Uber.
I do want to add in that while the hotel is expensive, it is an incredibly nice hotel.
Yes.
You know, it's a couple days, but it is an incredibly nice hotel with a really good built-in restaurant. While it is a higher-end hotel, I personally feel like you kind of get your bang for the buck with what is there versus other hotels I experience in other facets of life. This is it. Like, you know, I don't feel like...
What kind of shady hotels are you hanging out at? You know, like,
he's in a lot of hardcore bands. I mean, you guys went long on music one night. You know what kind of hotels he's in. I know. Is Nicole coming with you this year, Joel?
So we're going to drive.
Oof.
Yeah, I mean, it's Nicole loves driving, and it's kind of we're going to go south on Saturday night, and we're going to go to some weird, like, Western themed amusement park. I forgot the name of it, like Silver Dollar City or something.
Oh, you're going to Branson.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So we're kind of going to turn it into a little bit of a longer thing for us on the way home. But I made sure on the way out, I was like, we have to be there Thursday morning, like, or Thursday midday. I was like, no matter what, like, I want to be there for the Thursday hangs. But yeah, I am excited to drive. Doing the drive with somebody else makes it a lot better, where like Joe Fest, I'm normally cruising, you know. This year I flew and it was awesome. And I'll never drive the Joe Fest again unless something insane happens. But that also means that AR is going to become my more, I guess, definitive spending trip, because I'm going to be in a car so I can spend a little bit more.
So the vendors need to bring some good 4-inch wares.
It's so funny, because last year I was like, I need to be responsible. And I was moderately responsible. But then it was like, well, this might be one of the last shows I drive to, so I might as well just spend a little bit more and get a little bit more big stuff, but, you know.
Moderately.
Not to, I'm going to go ahead and say it, and I'll find out if you need to edit this out later. But Chicken Fried has got a limited edition 4-inch fig that is made exclusively for our show.
Excellent.
Just letting you know, just giving you a heads up.
Is it part of his like Cobra line, or?
It's an extension of that.
Oh, perfect.
We're working out a couple details. We're working out the language on the box right now, so.
Hell yes. Well, this is great news.
As we get closer and closer to AR, have you, or will you be doing the rounds with Full Force and David and everybody else?
Yeah, I just did What's on Joe Mine last week, and I'm hoping to get some time with Chris and David in the upcoming weeks. As things develop, you know, like when we were talking like last week, didn't know whether what we were doing for the expanded dinner, because that hadn't been settled out. Now we know we've got room for up to 100 people. Actually, technically, there's the space can hold more, but we're capping it at 100 people. And demand for stuff has been great. We're hitting our sales numbers from last year already, and we're ahead of where I projected us to be at. I mean, I knew we were going to do a little more this year, but it's almost ridiculous how much we're ahead.
I mean, I'm hoping that you get the next few vendors you need to open up a second room. Obviously, that's more places to spend money, but just, but more importantly, the optics. Like, you know, when you're announcing a second room.
This won't be a second. This will be like a third at this point.
It'll be a third room. Yeah.
I'm excited. I mean, it's. I said last year, it's kind of become a must unless life finds a way to absolutely prevent it. You know, it's fast, which I like. It's, you kind of get everything you need, and then before you know it, it's over and you're headed back home.
Yeah, we definitely try not to drag it out. Someday, would I love to do a Sunday? Absolutely. I'd love to have a Sunday show floor, but we have to be much bigger and command a few more people. Like, you know, we need to grow a little bit. I'm not ready to. If we ended up at a Joe Fest size, we could not do half of the good things that we do. Cartoons and cereal would be outrageously ridiculous. We would not be able to do the raffles. We would not be able to do the kids prizes like we do, the kids entry, you know, that whole thing. So I think, like, yeah, we want moderate growth, but we're not looking to be the king of shows by any means. We want to play in our sandbox and cultivate the crowd and put on a well-curated experience.
A few years ago, we kept saying that you guys were the smallest show that you can't miss.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can't say that shit anymore. Now we're saying that you guys are just a solid show that you can't miss. The second part hasn't changed. We just no longer talk in terms of tiny. Congratulations. This is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's end it here. Thanks again for spending time with us discussing toys and other geeky things. Our logo was made by Rhino. The music we use was created by Self Help. You can find Joel on Instagram at Order of Battle Pod. Jason is on Twitter at Order of Battle PD. Our email is orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. And thank you for your likes, comments, outreaches, and just being here with us.
This has been the Order of Battle.